Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
MSC denounces murder of two rail workers in Pará amid increasing violence. The landless rail workers movement of Brazil has denounced the murder of two rail workers in Pará state on May the 4th and the 5th. The events confirmed the ongoing violence in the rural area, states MST Pará in a press release. The communique also accounts for the intensification of deaths and threats against rural workers, activists, lawyers, and union members. Eduardo Suarez Acosta was a rural worker tortured and murdered in Fazenda Serra Norte in El Dorado dos Carajás, in the same municipality where 21 years ago the military police murdered 19 MST members, an event known as the El Dorado dos Carajás massacre. Suarez was not a member of the MST, but he was a landless peasant and was fighting for land in a resistance process at a campsite in El Dorado dos Carajás. The other worker murdered was 43-year-old Katia Martins, a worker and union member who was shot 5 times in an ambush inside her home at Primeiro de Janeiro settlement, located in the metropolitan region of Belém, the state's capital. Rio World Radio interviewed Ayala Ferreira of the MST Pará, who explained the situation. This is all linked to the increasing violence against workers and activists throughout Brazil. Her death is linked to the conflict over land, to struggle processes for the rights of workers of the region, that once they have the land, they begin other processes to ensure roads, schools, technical assistance, access to credits. She was the head of the rural workers' union of her community and organized workers to continue demanding the improvement of their living conditions. All the information we have is that she was murdered in this context of resistance. In the press statement, the MST Pará reminded that the problems experienced by workers and families of different settlements of Pará state were already denounced at a hearing in Belém in April 27th with the Public Security and Social Defense Secretary of Pará, Janot Jassen. In this historical period of struggle of classes, faced with the failure of the federal and state governments to adopt measures favorable to the agrarian reform, the MST commits to continue denouncing the arbitrariness and violence of large state forces, private mining companies, and the state in Pará, concluded the MST.